It's week three, and the Giants have the Redskins on the schedule this week. We're back for another episode of Crossfire. I'm joined by Howard Cross, Carl Banks. Guys, let's jump right into it. The question of the day, the Giants' game plan is to be pass, pass, pass this week against the Redskins. What do you think, Carl?
Well, you would be tempted because the defense is ranked 32nd in the league, and they're giving up a ton of yardage. But the Giants have got to run, 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 or else their quarterback will be dead, dead, dead.
Oh, man, come on. You know, pass sets up everything in this offense. You got three receivers that are dynamite on the outside, and you got a tight end. The running back catches the ball out of the backfield. You can't just hand it off and pound your head into the line over and over and over again. With a defense like this, you got Josh Norman. Everybody knows this guy is the greatest guy on the planet, but he only plays one side. So light up the other half of the field.
Ryan Kerrigan. Know the name?
I know him.
He's disrupted everything the Giants have done every game. They've got to be balanced. Even if they don't pass, pass, pass every down, they've got to have some balance, and they've got to have a lot of running attempts to keep them honest.
Slants, wide receiver screens, shallow crossing routes
Ryan
are
Kerrigan.
Just like
Ryan
passing
Kerrigan.
Routes. And believe me, I've made a living out of this. Chip Kerrigan. He can be Chip, chocolate chip, coconut chips. If you just chip him a little bit, he'll be done in this game.
Yeah, well, he's licking his chops like it's an ice cream cone, too. So they better get him blocked up, and they better have some balance to the offense, because if they're one-dimensional, it's not going to be a good thing. It's either they're behind or desperate.
Well, the Giants may be tempted to pass, pass, pass with this three-headed monster they've got in their receiving core, but we'll see how it goes Sunday against the Redskins at MetLife.